That hat has got to go. And the pearls. But the main thing is your voice. It's too high and it has no authority.
I may be persuaded to surrender the hat. The pearls, however, are absolutely non-negotiable. That's the tone that we want to strike.
Okay, here's the deal. One of my pet peeves about award season is the release of movies that exist for seemingly no other reason than to get a Best Acting Oscar for the star. The Iron Lady appears to be just that, giving a retrospective of the life of British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Meryl Streep does a fine job as the titular character, though like playing Richard Nixon, or like playing Julia Child, which Streep did a few years ago, it's almost impossible to play Thatcher without falling into a certain level of caricature. It also doesn't help that the BBC did an arguably better career retrospective recently with the miniseries The Rise and Fall of Margaret Thatcher. Like Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, The Iron Lady relies on its audience to understand the inner workings of British politics and government, and that was lost on a big dumb American like me. So sure, it's a great acting piece, but ho-hum in all other respects. The Iron Lady gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.